Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Just a reminder about our quiz. We're looking for two people to come on after 4 o'clock and take part in our whodunit quiz. Great prize today. It's a two-night stay at the Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Spa in Kerry. They're one of the IrelandHotels.com gift card group of hotels. 400 plus hotels, one gift card, any occasion. And our qualifying question today: Bruce Springsteen is playing Páirc Uí this Thursday. Is that in Cork or Dundalk? Bruce Springsteen is playing Páirc Uí this Thursday. Is that in Cork or Dundalk? Now we're going out into the Atlantic Ocean and to talk to Catherine Merrigan. Hello, Catherine.
Hello there. How are you?
How are you, Catherine? Sorry, I just lost your page there. I have it in front of me now. I was eating salads there. I was reading about you today. You have an amazing life. You're out there on Skellig Vihil, and you're among the puffins.
I am among the puffins. Yeah. But right now, they're all out in the middle of the ocean fishing. But they'll be back this evening. Yeah, so I'm out here now. We just started our season a couple of days ago, and I'll be here until October, 2 weeks on and a week off. Uh-huh. Actually, there's a puffin right in front of me.
Say hello to him for
hello.
Us.
Hello. Oh, yeah. I do all the time.
Will you describe puffins to us, just for those people?
Puffins.
Create a picture.
Well, puffins are amazing little characters. They're very colourful. Mm. They're incredibly nosy. Very, very curious. Very flirtatious. They walk around like little Charlie Chaplins. They are hilarious to watch, and I spend hours watching them the whole summer, most of the summer anyway, until they leave. But they're incredible, and they're incredible flyers. Well, they're not the best flyers. It's almost like you wind them up and set them off, because they flap a lot, you know.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But they're amazing swimmers.
Yeah.
They dive under the water and they live out at sea. I could talk about puffins forever, by the way.
How many would be there when it's full season, Catherine?
Well, we have 8,000. Yeah. We do a roll check every morning. They all stand on line. No, we have 8,000. I know. I'm not very good at sums, but I can count puffins.
Yeah.
No, so we have 8,000. And believe it or not, okay, so they come back to the same burrow every year, to the same partner. But in the winter, they head out to sea, and they actually separate from their partners. So they have the winter off. And relationships have lasted very, very long. There's some that have been tagged, and they come back to the same every year to the same burrow.
Yeah. And they only lay one egg.
One egg every year.
Right.
And it's a full-time job feeding them, you know, because when it's the feeding season, it's quite a frenzy, really.
When is that?
They come back. So right now they're sitting on their eggs. Mm. So probably in about 4 weeks' time it'll start. So a fantastic time to visit the Skelligs really is the time when they're coming back with the sprats in their beaks to feed their chicks, you know.
And are all the chicks calling out for their sprats?
They're very quiet.
Oh, they're very quiet.
They have to keep quiet. They keep quiet, really, because they have predators here on the island. Ah. So they would have to hide in the burrows, deep in the burrows, you know. And the parents, and some of them can be very, very deep into the earth, you know.
Yeah.
And they come in, the parents just come in, drop them on the ground, and the chick gobbles them up and feeds off them and grows up to about 5 weeks. And then in the dead of night, the puffin chicks leave the burrows completely alone and head out to sea, and that's it. And the parents don't go with them. They literally go out to sea completely by themselves.
Incredible,
really.
And they head off to Canada, do they, and become adults?
They go
puffins.
Out into the middle, yeah. They go out into the middle of the ocean. They don't really have the same colours as the adults.
Yeah.
They're literally black and white, and about 4 years later they get the colours, and they might start coming back here. And who knows, they might go to another island. I'm not sure about the survival rate, you know, but they're incredible. You'll have to come and see them.
Yes.
They're just
incredible. I tried to get on to Skellig Vihil a number of years ago, but of course it depends on the weather, doesn't it? And the boat
absolutely.
Day couldn't. So today, for example, are people arriving over? Is the weather right for it?
Yeah. Yeah, so today one of my jobs really is to go down to the pier, because we live here on the island, so we go to the pier and check to see if it's safe for people to be able to arrive to come onto the island, you know, because of the pier. It's not, sometimes there's a big push or the swell, you know. So I was down there this morning at 6:30, and then again at 9, and then again at 10, and then It wasn't good at all this morning, but today they arrived, but a bit later.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're very happy. You're a guide there as well, so you know the history.
So I would be a caretaker guide. So I would give little lectures about the history and about the bird life. So people arrive and then they walk up their 600 steps.
Yeah.
And I would be up there standing, and then I would just give a little lecture about the history.
What century were the monks living on Skellig Vihear?
So they were here from around the 6th to the 12th.
Okay.
So about 600 years, yeah, and there was always like 12 to 15 monks living here at any given time.
I did say I haven't been there, but I feel like I've been there because I read Emma Donoghue's book, Haven. I don't know if you've read it.
Yes, I've read that. Have you read my book?
What? I haven't read your book
yet.
Have
you read mine?
No, I haven't read your book yet, but I will. What did you think of Haven?
It's a nice, she's a lovely writer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, she was on the Skellies for the first time, apparently, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The measure of a good book is that if you feel you're there, you know, and I felt I was on Skellig Vihear.
And that thing about
going down to the water and seeing if it was safe enough to land the boat or whatever and all those things.
Yeah, well, it is a bit like that, absolutely.
Yeah.
We know all about I've seen so many storms here.
Yeah, so you live in the, you say we, when you're out there, is there a number of you or you're on your own?
No, so we're there's always three of us here, and we're here 2 weeks on and a week off.
Yes.
And then Monday to Friday, we have OPW workers that come, and maybe three or four that come Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but at the weekend, it's just ourselves, the three of us, yeah.
That's a lovely little noise we're getting intermittently. Is that what?
There's probably the fulmars flying around.
Right.
You know, there's all different types of birds. Like the puffins now, there's a few around me here, but mostly they've gone out to sea.
Yeah.
But it's probably the ocean you're hearing, because I'm in a place called the Wailing Woman, which is just about halfway up the steps. I'm looking across to the mainland.
Would you do me a favour? Would you just hold your phone out just so we can listen to that for a moment? Just see if we can get any noise there.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. That's nice.
The wild Atlantic.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the time that you were doing yoga outside the cabin.
Oh. Okay. Embarrassing. Okay. So, right. Well, I do yoga every day. You have to, you know.
Yeah.
You have to keep young somehow.
Yes.
You have to keep stretched and flexible walking up. Like my walk to the office is 600 steps every day. So anyway, I was doing yoga outside the cabin, and so I saw a puffin right beside me, and I thought he would just go around me, and all of a sudden he just stepped across my belly, one foot at a time. It was the most hilarious feeling, you know.
Yeah.
It was, but I've had quite a few moments like that, you know. I leave my door open a lot. We have tiny cabins, and they're very small, so I always leave the doors open, and the puffins are so curious, they just wander in, have a look around. One went into my wardrobe one day, would not get out. They go under the bed. So curious. They're hilarious. They really are. They really are. And they're really feisty. You know, I mean, they fight beak to beak. You know, they're ferocious together.
And that's one of your jobs, is to separate them. You're sort of like a referee.
Oh, my God, I tell you. The bouncer.
Well, here's a bit of advice, Catherine, because I used to do a lot of nightclubs over the years, DJ at it, and they didn't like being called bouncers, they wanted to be called security, but they used to let them fight, and when they were tired, then they'd step in and separate them.
Thank you for that, Jeff.
That was their strategy. Yes.
Absolutely. I'll remember that the next brawl I see.
So are you doing research while you're out there, or is it just minding things?
It really is just taking care, you know, care of the bird life, really, and making sure that it's all dry stone walling up in the monastery. It's all, literally, the monastery is literally balancing act of dry stone on dry stone, you know, so just to make sure that people don't climb up over them and just really generally taking caretakers of the island, I guess.
Right.
How
do you feel at the end of your 2 weeks?
Well, sometimes 2 weeks can be very long.
Tennis,
10 days is kind of, I enjoy it for 10 days, and sometimes a bit longer, especially when the puffins are here, you know. But if you have storm, I've often been here 2 weeks and nobody here, you know, and just rain nonstop and storms, and you're in a little cabin. So it varies, you know. 2 weeks can be long enough on our little rock with three people.
Why do you do it?
Even if you love them.
Well, you obviously love puffins, so
I love all the nature, and I know, and the night sky, and when it's full moon here, you actually couldn't be in a more beautiful place on earth, really. You know, big golden path along the sea. It's just incredible.
Yes. So there's no light pollution, as they call it.
Not much. We do have a lighthouse here, which there was lighthouse keepers living here for a very long time, but now it's just a faint light. You know, it's kind of an end of an era with lighthouses. So yeah, it's just a faint light, but it's very, very dark here. It's amazing, especially up at the top in the monastery.
And when people are coming out, they bring you food, or do you bring 2 weeks supply?
So I bring my own supply. Everybody brings their own supply, because we all have different tastes.
Yes, yeah.
So I just bring my own food for 2 weeks, and we don't really have electricity here, but we do have solar panels that generate just a bit for our fridges. Because, you know, you need a lot of food for 2 weeks. And one of our lovely boatmen today dropped us out a bottle of wine, which was very nice.
Very nice of him. How did you get into the whole thing, Catherine?
How did I get it? That's a good question. So I was away from Ireland for years and came back and ended up, long story, living in Dingle. And from where I live in Dingle, very simple place, but I was looking across the Skelligs.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to come. And it took me 5 attempts to come out here because of the weather conditions. Got down to the pier, cancelled. And when I got here the first time, I was just completely overwhelmed. I thought it was one of the most incredible places I'd ever been to. And I've been all over the world. And then a job came up 24 years ago. And I'm still here.
24 years!
I know. I was just saying that to somebody today. And I was thinking, is that really true? It actually is. And I only feel about 24.
Yeah.
and
what about the new interest because of Star Wars? Do you find that the type of tourist has changed?
Well, in the beginning, initially, you know, after the film was made, we had a lot of lightsabers coming over and a lot of rays and a lot of outfits, you know, but that's kind of dwindled now, actually. Less and less questions about it.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a fad.
It was, definitely. Are you a fan? Should I ask?
Well, no. No.
Me, not either.
No, right, sir. Yeah. Don't tell
but
anybody.
But I was here for the whole thing.
Yeah. 24 years, Catherine. That's amazing.
I know.
All those puffins you've seen come and go, and the new families of puffins, and them off going, coming back, and having their young and going again.
Yeah.
Walking on your belly when you're having yoga, all that. Amazing, amazing.
A lot of shenanigans, absolutely, all the time, you know.
Well listen, thanks for sharing your life with us. And it sounds amazing, even just the Atlantic, the waves, and the odd interruption of a bird there. It sounds amazing. You're on day what of 14?
Actually, day 4.
Day 4, right. Okay, right. Catherine Merrigan on Skellig Mihiel. Thanks for talking to us today. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And I'll have to read Catherine's book as well. I'll tell you about that after Nóachta. Nish Dóiche now in the Príomh Skelton in Nóachta le Marian Ní Húlúán.